Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Gene Manson, who's president and CEO of Starnet Worldwide. Gene, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good to be with you. We're in a lovely place. We're in the Palm Desert, California, at the JW Marriott, and I believe this is the third time that Starnet's come here, right?
It is, actually. Of course, when we choose our properties, we need adequate space for our trade show and for our general session. So we're talking two big ballroom spaces. This year, we have 630 attendees at the meeting, so we need lots of rooms. And this space really meets our needs. Plus, it's gorgeous weather, as you said.
Yeah, and record attendance, again, around 620. So how do you keep doing that?
Well, I think the economy is improving, and we have more depth from our membership attending. We also are very pleased that many of our vendor partners brought their field management teams. We've been able to let them work with our meeting planners to meet here separately as teams, which is great. And we get lots of guests, people like you, Kemp. We're thrilled to have them all.
Most people know that Starnet is the largest group of commercial contractors in the U.S. It's a co-op. Let's talk a little bit about the health of the membership.
I would say our membership is strong. Certainly the last number of years have been very challenging economically for the industry. Our members, by and large, are coming out of that quite nicely. Certain geographies are still slower than others, but our numbers are indicating that the projects are up, the purchases are up, and businesses are doing quite well.
And through this, I think you've maintained a constant level of membership, and I noticed at your new member reception that you are welcoming some new members to the group.
We are. On an annual basis, we pretty much bring in four members a year, and we base that on where we have a need for membership in Starnet, but we have pretty high quality standards. We need them to be operating with a full service business. We want them to be developing specifications and partnering with our vendor partners in the market, and obviously run a good, clean business that's financially solid.
All right, those members that are doing well, what do you think is their secret?
I would say the members that are doing the best at this point are actively seeking new business, often have a business developer on staff that's out upstream working on new projects. And I'd also say it's members that are holding to better margins. I think there's one place that has been a struggle for the members coming out of the recession is getting their margins back. And they are indicating they're beginning to improve. And the members that really hold the line on reaching the best margin they can, I believe, are in the best shape. Also, we try to help them with new revenue streams and ideas, and the members that are jumping on those opportunities are probably beginning to grow faster.
So you run the ship here. You're the captain of this organization, you along with the board. I'm just curious what your key initiatives are for 2013.
Well, 2013, the theme of this meeting is building on success. We are continuing to emphasize training. We added one new training model last year, which was a leadership seminar. We're hearing more and more from our members that they want to learn about leadership. We're conducting a second leadership model this year, which is a phase two of the first. And that's exciting. We continue to do a lot of training also in installation and some of the other areas, sales, management, where we've worked before. But beyond that, we are striving to better understand our members. We just conducted and received the results of a very broad survey on our membership, what programs Starnet offers to them that they're truly finding value in, and where we can help them with their business in the future. And we're learning more about our members in terms of how they're taking advantage of Starnet. Obviously, the ones that are most involved get the most benefit from it. And I also believe we could correlate to business strength in that group also. So it's more strategically understanding our membership, more strategically understanding how we're going to support them with programs and how we can continue to build market share with our Starnet members in the market, both in the U.S. and Canada.
You know, as this business evolves and some of your members get into other types of services that they offer as subcontractors to large projects, do you think that the product focus of this organization may move and incorporate more than just floors?
Well, in some cases, that's already happened. You know, I think the flooring business is always going to be the foundation. But what we are encouraging our members to do, and they certainly are doing on their own in their markets, is to broaden the services with each customer so that they can maximize the return on that customer relationship. So it could include doing floor prep or doing more work in concrete, polishing concrete, or maintenance. We really are pushing our members to get interested in our Sternet floor care, because that's a tremendous opportunity for not only a good financial picture, but also you have an equity relationship then with your customer. Now, we have members who do walls. We have members who do window coverings. It's all very much based on their business. But in my travels and my many visits with our members, every member has a slightly different business. And that's what makes it exciting to work here, because we really have to try to find common themes to support them all and yet give them opportunities for growth.
All right, let's talk about the highlights of this meeting. We're at the end of the first full day, and your keynote today was very interesting, a Navy SEAL captain who spoke to the group about how to build a team. A couple of neat things I took away from that. One key thing about building a team is that they have to have a collaboration toward one vision, and that the secret sauce of a leader is humility. That was pretty interesting, wasn't it?
I thought it was very interesting, and I think the illustration he gave on how he was in a situation that could have been life or death for him and he had to trust one of his subordinates was really interesting. And as I listened to that, I thought, I don't know if I'd jump out of a helicopter because somebody told me to do it, but it is about learning and coaching up is another term he used, that we learn from the people we work with and around.
You've also had workshops today, which have been very interesting, some on cold calling and one on the culture of a business and how to give your company a tune-up. So those are all really good.
Well, we strive to select topics that offer a range, and we try to tie them with what our members are interested in. So, for example, how to step back from your business and better understand how you can strengthen it and have a vision and have a plan to develop that vision. One we also did is technology and how you can use technology for disaster recovery, because we had a number of members really affected by Sandy. We had a number of members a few years ago by Katrina, all the flooding in the Midwest. So how do you anticipate those types of natural disasters that could occur and protect yourself? So we try to give them a range. We also tape all of the sessions and put it on our website after the meeting, so that if you can't attend all four, which you can't physically, then you at least can watch them. Or the people who work in your company that aren't here can watch them.
All right, so tonight's the big night. Everybody gets dressed up in some of their finest apparel, and then you have your big design awards. This is something unique with Starnet. It's really well done. You reach out and ask members to submit quality installations they've done. They submit photography. You have judging, and tonight you announce the winners, right?
We do. It's the big night. And we had a record number of submissions this year, 118. We had, for the first time, an electronic submission process, so they went in through a website. We have also broadened the number of awards per category. We're giving a gold, silver, bronze. And we also have, for the first time, the People's Choice Award, which was an online voting process for all the projects submitted. And what I think is exciting, I won't tell you the results yet, Kemp, but one of the things that are most exciting is that we have a number of new members that have won. We have the People's Choice Award, I think is not a new member, but a good to see a member that's getting selected for this. And we have had probably the highest quality projects in total in this particular competition. I mean, stunning work. And I look forward to seeing it on the cover of your Floor Focus magazine, too.
I was going to mention, in May, our next issue, we do all of the winners and do a six-page pictorial. And then in June, we run that as a cover.
Yeah, and we appreciate that so much. It means a lot, especially to the members who win, to see their work nationally exposed.
Okay, great. Gene, good to talk to you. It's always good to be here. Starnet meets twice a year, so this is the spring meeting. We've been talking to Gene Mattson, who's president and CEO of Starnet Worldwide, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.